Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com. Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Hello everyone, welcome to Red Men News. It's a Friday, apparently. It's the first of the days that finally seems to be attached to, you know, it's been weird. It's Christmas. If you don't get it, I'm sorry, but it's weird. The days don't have days, and I'm a bit lost. We're playing Everton on Sunday, and that much. That's 2 days away. Jürgen Klopp's done his press conference. He's given us loads of insight into what the team might be in terms of player availability, injury updates, etc., etc. We're going to come to all of that in a moment. A few bits of general news to get through. I'm Paul Machen. I'm joined by Ross Chanley for this one. Hi, Ross.
Hi, Paul.
First and foremost, Alisson Becker has won the 2019 Samba Gold Award for the best Brazilian player in Europe. He's the first goalkeeper to win the prize.
Hardly a surprise, is it, after all the other awards that he's collected over the past year?
Yeah.
But again, just stand out for someone who possibly might have been forgotten about because he was injured for, you know, the first part of the season or first month or so. But fair play to him. He's just someone who missed out on several other awards because he's a goalkeeper.
Yeah.
It's nice for a goalkeeper to be rewarded, I think.
Yeah, I mean, it's been the Neymar Awards, actually got the previous winners. It goes back to 2008. So some interesting names in here, really, which is a bit of a mixed bag, to be fair. Kaká, Luis Fabinho, yeah, I remember him. He was a proper footy manager player, him. Maicon.
Wow.
Yeah, probably. Before he was ruined by Gareth Bale.
Okay.
Thiago Silva won it three times on the bounce, once for AC and twice for Paris Saint-Germain. Neymar then twice. Felipe Coutinho at Liverpool won it in 2016. Neymar then Roberto Firmino won it last year, and then Alisson Becker this year.
Firmino second as well this year.
Yeah, good to see. Yeah, well, again, you'd expect Liverpool players to be cleaning up at these kind of awards at the moment, and yeah, I love it. I just love the fact that we're cleaning up at every major award. It was something Jürgen Klopp said to me a couple of weeks ago about how he's been invited to so many like awards ceremonies since the Champions League. He doesn't have a clue which ones he's at most of the time because that's just everyone kind of wants
they,
a piece.
He won an award, didn't he? At the weekend, I think.
Did he?
Oh, fuck, I don't know what day it is. He won an award earlier on in the week for Manager of the Year. He was out in Dubai and someone else won an award as well. So he got Manager of the Year and I think Van Dijk got
He's up for Manager of the Month as well alongside...
Yeah. Shaqiri's Goal of the Month as well.
Really?
And Trent's Player of the Month.
Oh, there you go. Yeah. Let's have another clean tweet for that. Ole Gunnar Solskjaer's up for Manager of the Month as well.
So is Peter Crouch.
Fantastic. Right, we move on. A little bit of transfer news out. Herbie Kane, who of course we saw play in the middle of the park for Liverpool against Aston Villa, has joined Hull City on loan to the end of the season. They put this really weird photograph out of him. It's like...
Is that the centrefold of a magazine?
It looks like...
Or a poster.
Have they done that in graphics? Like, have they made him look like a really weirdly folded poster?
Looks like two different people.
It looks like a photo fit. Yeah. Like a photo fit of
Have you seen
Kane.
This man?
Yeah, genuinely, it's a bit odd, but all the best to him. I think we saw that what a tidy player he was all round in that game. But yeah, I mean, a loan move or a permanent move away are probably going to happen sooner rather than later.
Yeah, Jack and James will probably have that covered as well. I think they rate him quite highly, actually. I think he's been away. Was he got on Doncaster previously before that? Yeah. He just needs opportunity. I think stepping up to Hull City... again, you know, like Harry Wilson.
You were about to say stepping up and name the league they're playing, weren't you there? And do you know which league they're playing?
No.
Adam Guest Championship?
Yeah.
That's Guest Championship.
But anyone Harry Wilson was there in Championship, wasn't
he? Then in League One, did they get relegated?
Stepping up to League One.
Oh,
no.
Hull?
Oh, yeah, Championship. Sorry.
Well done, Tom. Right, we move on to transfer news. Not Liverpool-related expressly, but I thought it was quite interesting that Carlo Ancelotti, the Everton boss, has asked Everton to probe possibility of signing player who left Liverpool in 2018. I love a clickbait title. It's Ragnar Klavan. Carlo Ancelotti's arrival means they now find themselves linked to players all across Italy, and the latest to join the list is Ragnar Klavan. Yes, the same Ragnar Klavan that played for Liverpool. I am quoting this if you're not watching, if you listen to this on the podcast. According to blog CagliariCalcio.net, the Cagliari centre-back has ended up in the crosshairs of Everton.
So Clavon's collateral damage for Everton going to Everton.
It's just like, I like the idea of ended up in the crosshairs. It's like you're going out on a shooting range and all the good targets have gone off and you're like, whoa, I've got quality here. I've got to shoot something. Normally it's like, I'll shoot this tree. You know what I mean? Like, I'll just shoot this that lonely looking bush.
Friendly fire.
So Ragnar Klavan is a possibility. As a result, his position should be followed with great attention, particularly as Cagliari are looking to add a centre-back to their squad in the middle, so he could be surplus to requirements at Cagliari, but needed at Everton Football Club. He's fine, isn't he? I think we learned he was fine.
What have you been searching for?
Oh, no, trending today. West Derby. Three online dating sites that actually were. Yeah, absolutely. I don't live in West Derby.
Oh.
Yeah, that's a concern.
Well, maybe that's your cover story.
Yeah, I've just got one button over. Yeah, you're not shitting on your own doorstep. Jürgen Klopp's done his press conference. There's some interesting stuff. Paul Gorse from the Liverpool Echo covered it via Twitter. There's a couple of things that I want to really discuss here. The first one that really kicked things off for us, because we've just done the Uncensored Match Build-Up Show, which will be going out later today. Where we had a good discussion about what the team was going to be. We had a bit of quite heated back and forth on this about how heavily Klopp would rotate. But he was asked this and he said, how can I rotate? We'll see. For us, it's the day after the game, so we're still assessing the boys. It was intense. They played incredible. We invested a lot. We have to see. Cannot make the lineup at the moment, even if I wanted to. It's all about making sensible decisions. What I find quite interesting about this is we've talked about the likes of Harvey Elliott, about Nico Williams, Curtis Jones. He actually brings up Rian Brewster in the conversation as well. That's a lot of young lads who, you know, I think if we were going to heavily rotate, you could throw all these in, but I wonder whether, just reading between the lines of Klopp's reaction, whether he's actually thinking he's probably not going to rotate because I'm not sure he's got the players there to rotate with.
I think he's... A post-match last night, he said he's got, I think it was 12 or 13 adult players is what he called it. So I think he said he's got to make sensible decisions or smart decisions, but also I think it turns what you interpret as rotation. Yeah. So some people, that's like 4, 5, 6, 7 players or like completely 11, whereas I think he's more of the lines of, well, I've got these players that need game time, or sorry, that I have to use, more so, as well as integrating maybe some youth or people that are fringe players as well. I think it's a dangerous game to kind of make 5 or 6, 7 changes that we have done previously, or 11 against Aston Villa. And he also replied to someone suggesting that he doesn't take the cup seriously, which I think he kind of just dismissed, which kind of think is another indication that he might go slightly stronger than what we thought.
It's counterbalanced, because toward the end he said, does it be in Everton? And he gets cut. It's actually Carl Markham, I think, who we've had on the show, asked the question. He cuts him off because he knows the question before it's asked.
Nope.
Like, does Everton... No. Well, let me just finish the word so I've got the full quote I can type up. Does it be in Everton influence his decision-making? And he says no, because he says, obviously, he's an emotional guy and he's not, you know, be emotional in the game. But in terms of making the selection, and I've said this before, he's got an idea of the team he wants to play, and then he goes to the sports scientists and he says, how many of these lads are available and for how long? And they go, him for this time. And what he kind of alluded to there as well, which is why it's so difficult to peg down what we think the team's going to be, is because do you treat that as saying, well, he's not, if he was going emotional, would he ask the same 11 players to go again? Yeah. Is my thinking on this. So is he then intimating by saying, I'm going to take the emotion out of the decision, that he might, because he also says, it's about putting 11 players on the pitch who can do the physical stuff. So it is just going to be putting out the fittest 11 he possibly can out on the pitch more than anything.
He's also got his cards close to his chest because I think he said it actually. He said, I don't give him a whole team sheet away to Carlo Ancelotti, depending on what they're going to do. Because I imagine they'll go pretty full strength as well.
Yeah.
I think James Sutton said they want to concentrate on the Premier League, but I also think they'd like a dig at the FA Cup.
I think they'd like a cup. I actually disagree with James. I didn't say this on the show because I really like him and he was sat next to me.
You can say it now.
But I think Everton will go for this because I think there's an opportunity there for Carlo Ancelotti to, if you can get that first piece of silverware, you know, tucked away, it buys you space and time to do whatever you want to do. Yeah. Like the FA Cup gave Arsene Wenger like three more seasons in charge of that club. It's
look at Klopp's first season. He didn't win it, but obviously he was in a team that was finals, in transition. But he got transition. Sorry, he got into finals. So.
Yeah, completely agree. So I actually agree. I think Everton aren't going to get in the top four this season.
No.
They might get European football if they put together a concerted effort, but there's so many other it's so tight up that I think he's just going to keep ticking over. There's not so many games once they get through this, you know, once you get through the festive period, they're not going to be playing tons of games of football, are they? So I think there's something to it there. You're right, I think they will go for it. But let's move it on in terms of, go on, Tom.
Some breaking news from Liverpool FC. Rian Brewster will be in our squad for Sunday's FA Cup meeting with Everton. That was a minute ago.
Thanks, mate. He also said it in the press conference.
He said it in the press conference. Klopp on Brewster and Clyde. Nothing happens and Rian will be in the squad tomorrow. Then we will see, said Jürgen Klopp an hour ago. Thanks, Tom. Clyde is in a good way, still recovering from a bad injury. He's naturally fit and will be 100% after it. But the Rian Brewster stuff is interesting, which is why we were going to come on to this, is of the players who he said will be available, Rian Brewster is one of the few that he was definitive, saying he will be in the squad. Most of the other ones he said, like, they still don't know on Naby Keita, still waiting on his scan. Oxlade-Chamberlain looks good. Dejan looks good. Fabinho's outdoing the run and stuff, so he's looking good. But it's probably a bit too soon for all of these lads. But it is interesting with the Brewster stuff because you've covered it a couple of times on the news in the last week. Heavily linked with a loan away. I wonder whether this could be one. Does Klopp go, this is my last chance to get a look at him in a competitive game? It's possible.
I think he'll be on the bench for this. Mm. If he's already sorting out a loan move, I don't think they want him to play in case he gets injured again. You know, he's coming back from a horrific injury as it is. But I also think it's too much pressure. I think we just mentioned Everton might go stronger or full strength as possible to come put Rian Brewster in there on a high-pressure game.
When he's not really played football.
Exactly, so he didn't play the Villa game either, which he didn't know until he told me before. It's a lot to ask for him.
Did you watch that over in Qatar, no?
I don't know if we were in... No. We didn't watch it, no. Did we watch it?
What?
The Qatar, the Villa game?
We watched a tiny bit. We had work to do.
Oh yeah,
of course. You're right. The Brewster stuff would be a mad one, and then you're looking at a world where you're swapping, because if he is starting, you're definitely starting Origi.
Yeah.
So you're then starting Origi and Brewster, and then what? Mane or it does Minamino? Does that mean Minamino doesn't start? Does it mean Brewster's ahead of Minamino in the pecking order, etc.
Harvey, it's in contention as well. I think George has said it before on the build-up show. He's probably ahead of Brewster. I think people want to see him more ahead of ever Brewster. And all the hype that came with Brewster before, and I think he's kind of died off now.
Yeah.
I think there's so much pressure on him, which I think we've mentioned before, the low move is good for him.
Yeah.
Just go and take himself out of the spotlight and go and get some game time and bridge that gap between under-19s and first team.
One thing that's made mention, of course, is now it'll be 8 days until Tottenham from here. Yeah. So he kind of alludes, and I said this myself, is that I think his eyes are on that game, because I think if you can go and get a win away from home at Tottenham against Mourinho, who will be doing everything in his power exactly to piss on our parade just to feather himself. Like, I think we'll be rotating to make sure that we've got the strongest possible team for that game.
With Harry Kane potentially injured as well. I know he's missing this weekend.
Oh really?
He went off with a hamstring injury. But also, I was talking to Chris upstairs, I'm more frightened of Lucas Moura and Son.
Yeah,
100%. I'd rather be ready for those two.
Absolutely. One other thing that was questioned about was obviously whether Adrian or Alisson would start. Klopp said he's made the decision.
Definitely Adrian.
But definitely Adrian, yeah. There's no way that he would laugh about it that much.
The guy at the press was like trying to get an answer out of him. So he's like,
he went, Adrian? He went, no, I will not reveal it.
Yeah, you will see.
Yeah, absolutely. So, yeah, I mean, like... It's one of them. Let us know your thoughts on this, because we had the debate on the build-up show. I want to know how important this game is to you. It's a Merseyside derby. And look, I know there'll be a lot of people watching who aren't from Liverpool, and whether it means more or less to you in proximity to it. The league's so important to me, but also, does it have to be? It's not like it doesn't have to be an all or not. It doesn't have to be a one or the other kind of situation. Let us know your thoughts. Would you be upset if Liverpool didn't go as strong as possible? Or would you be happier to see us put, like, you know, if you got to see a team that had Nico Williams, Curtis Jones, Rhian Brewster, Harvey Elliott in there, surrounded by senior players, but then if we lost that, how would you feel about that? Let me know in the comments. Tom's got some more comments for us right now.
Yeah, Blue Super Chat Raymond says, we are amazing 24/7 hard on.
Okay, cool. Multiple tab kind of situation there, I can only hope.
Pete McGiff says, can I have a shout out for my birthday? So yeah, there you go.
Who was it?
Pete McGiff.
Pete McGiff, happy birthday.
McGuffey.
Pete McGuffey.
Yeah, there it is.
Don't feel like that was our fault.
On Alisson and the golden thing, Samba, he says, Brennan says, Alisson,
the thing we give out.
Ah, that's where I'm confused. Okay.
Alisson has a better touch than 90% of the Man United players.
Probably not far wrong. They're rubbish, aren't they? I watched 20 minutes of the Arsenal United game the other day, and I realised that I was wasting my life. So I turned it off and played Duke Nukem instead.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, it's a top quality game. Because they've fallen so far from grace, it is delicious.
But he is actually that good. Alex King talking about Everton going for Clavan. He says, may as well go for Karius as well.
Oh, yeah. I don't think there's much difference between Karius and Jordan Pickford in terms of ability levels. And people will laugh at that because, look, Pickford is England's number one. Karius has got He fucked the Champions League final, and he's going to be tarnished for the rest of his life.
It would be pointless getting Karius though, because he'd also lose his head when he played at Anfield.
Yeah, absolutely. But the thing I was thinking this about, how there's a clutch of the best of the best goalkeepers, and it's largely teams that didn't get to like the quarterfinals of the Champions League have all generally speaking got one of the top goalkeepers in the world, and then you've just got this clutch of other keepers. Like, I was thinking, like, Bert Leno, he made one brilliant save in that game, actually, which changed my opinion of him ever so slightly. But these other couple who just don't... They're just...
Not in the same bracket.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Anyway.
Football Hacks, talking about Brewster playing on the weekend, he says, this is a showcase before he goes out on loan.
Yeah, I think there'd be something too, because of how hard we fought to keep Brewster, and it's not quite worked for him this season. I don't think that's necessarily his fault. I think he's a young lad recovering from a long-term injury. He's never played senior football. And then, you know, again, so while he misses the Villa game, which would have been an opportunity just to get another few minutes under his belt and what have you, Liverpool have been too good to rotate him. Yeah. And that's where we're at. The level that Liverpool are at now is a significant step up. I wonder whether you give him this game. I'm not saying I would, but I wonder whether you give Bruce this game to say, this loan isn't the end. This loan is just to say you need more footy.
But Klopp just mentioned there about picking teams on emotion. Wouldn't that be doing that?
I'm not sure that's emotion. I think that's a plan. That's wider planning in place. That's saying we've got, you know what I mean? Maybe, you might be entirely right on that. It might be a bit more of emotions. But no, I wouldn't put us past to do something to give Brewster something. Because look, I'll give you an example. We always give contract extensions to lads when we send them out on season-long loans. Like Harry Wilson keeps re-signing the contract. So maybe is the answer. Go on, Tom.
We just got a late last comment. A super chat from Miguel Castro says, Origi will start on Sunday and fuck up the Blues again. I'm from L25 and hey, Evertonians, want us to win on Sunday even though I no longer live in Liverpool.
Is L25? Is that Wilton? Wilton? Are the Wilton Massive?
I think, yeah. So maybe he's from there and he's left.
Oh yeah, I think Origi. Question where L25.
Origi definitely plays.
Yeah, definitely.
You know, a little cameo at the week. Whatever day is, Thursday.
He just lost track. Doesn't matter. He's played recently, hasn't he? He's had little spots of appearances for us, and he's really good. Go on one more time.
Another super chat from James Weiner says, I would love to see Simon's face when they announce the lineup against Everton.
Oh. So Si Fletcher, who has been part of our production team on and off camera for a number of years now, I did it in the vlog for the Everton game in December. I got his reaction to the starting 11. He hates Liverpool not putting out the best team possible. Now, here's his reality. The team is going to come out, and then he gets on a flight to, is it?
Singapore.
Singapore. So he is going to have to be on basically an all-day flight with the knowledge that Liverpool have put out like five children in the Merseyside derby. And he's not going to get to see the score until he lands in Singapore, basically half a day later. I'm tempted to send the GoPro with him. Just to have him, just to lock it off on his face for the whole flight. And just watch
scrunched
him
up,
fume.
Yeah.
Fume the whole way. It would be great. Anyway, we're going to wrap that up there. Thanks everyone for your comments and for your super chats as well. If you want more from us, head over to the redmentv.com. The Reds transfer roundup is back each and every week now throughout January. We're going to be wrapping up all the Liverpool transfer news, rumours and stories relating to everything off the pitch with the mighty Reds. You can get that completely free for the first month, as well as all of the amazing content that's on there. So get over to the redmentv.com and sign up. And other than that, we will be back with more Redmen news on Monday.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.